for many years, it was purgatory, was kind of the standard. Then I slipped down into unnatural passive, and then into apathy. I slipped down into apathy a couple times. This was like many years ago. But I've been at all of these levels of experience with women, and been at these levels of connection with women. So I've been there, so I can teach this. And inner game just doesn't work. It doesn't work. There may be some crossover effect. That we're not talking about self-confidence here. We're not talking about positive thinking. We're talking about non-physical energy, social, sexual, spiritual, emotional energy, and at what level of consciousness is your energy connected to? Is it connected to your fantasy expectations that have been conditioned, exploited, manipulated by low conscious, disconnected pornography, sex and advertising? Has it been influenced by relationship expectations and projecting your fantasy of being with the one ideal woman? That's living in your head. And you can have emotional and sexual energy associated to living in a projected fantasy. But if you want a physical reality with women, it's all about connection, and you have to have that physical connection. But to get to that level of worthiness, if you're just meeting women and you're going on dates, but they're not evolving, it's all about connection, the level of connection you have with her. So by dating women or approaching thousands of women, yeah, that physical connection's there, but you have to connect with her on the other levels. Sexually, spiritually, in the non-physical sense of what is your level of power and connection to the divine feminine as the divine masculine. How beyond yourself are you in connecting to that, where you feel literally all the power of mankind in your energy? This is far beyond the ego we're talking about. So you can access that energy in your self-awakening sessions practically, and at live events with me, for example, and Etienne is doing some very high-level stuff, and doing the guided yang attunement alone is very powerful. It helps you to connect with your lower chakras, the bottom three chakras. It helps you to feel more of that energy, to feel grounded to earth, to connect to more of your yang sexual energy, and to open that up in meditative connected states where you feel sexual energy and grounded earth power. When I led that session at the event like 2 weeks ago or whatever it was, I couldn't even stand up. I was so grounded. I felt heavier than a sumo wrestler. And that was a lot of power. And I was channeling that energy around the room to the guys. One of the guys from Sweden said he never really felt energy like in his lower body before like that. And now he could start to feel that energy. So there's a lot of stuff coming up. But when you can do things like that, it really starts to open your energy so that you're connected sexually, you're connected to your masculine energy, and that balance, it's kind of like the magnet, the crud removes off of it so that a woman is more on energetic levels and emotional sexual levels responsive to you naturally. So chemistry is connection. So by opening up all of your chakras, and we can talk about that some more here too, and bringing in more and higher states of conscious connection where you feel a spiritual connection to the divine feminine, where you feel sexual connection. And, you know, there's different things you can do with self-awakening. You really start connecting in your energy to women. So if you're seeing separation, it's like, yeah, this stuff is irrelevant. When I'm doing natural grounding, it's like I'm disconnected from women. Here's the thing. You just have to find that bridge. Understand this. Everything is energy. Doing a self-awakening session, that a really powerful one that includes a lot of natural grounding, what you're actually doing is 80% of the work. You're doing 80% of the work because you're connecting to the non-physical conscious energy of the divine feminine. in powerful emotional, sexual, spiritual, and flow mental states, you're connecting to that energy. So that's like 80%. 80% of your consciousness is non-physical. You just think, oh, I'm this body in this meat suit or whatever. There's this mind, in the West, the mind is very popular, but as we evolve, the only evolution is not just mind, body, and soul. You are a mind, body, sexiness, heart, and soul. So it's having the emotional and sexual consciousness. That is part of who you are. It's your conscious energy. 80% of your experience, your reality, is non-physical. It's the sexual, emotional, spiritual energy you feel. So if you're not feeling that energy, then you just got to do some self-awakening and other things to start connecting to that non-physical universal energy, which is part of your identity. So it's very important to adopt a true holistic definition of self, that you are mind, body, heart, sexiness, and soul. When you do that, you transcend your ego. You're more than that. So then your sexual identity is the same as all mankind, and that is infinitely powerful. So the more you connect to that truth, your sexual identity becomes a 12 billion to 1 leverage ratio that you can bring in as part of who you are. If you understand that, logically it's one thing, but to connect to that power of all masculine energy throughout all history, that's part of your self-identity. So it's just, how connected are you? So can you start to understand the levels of power we're talking about here? That you are the balance to all womankind throughout all of history. You can do things they cannot do. You are their perfect balance. As one, you represent that infinite power in your sexual, spiritual, emotional consciousness. So it's, how connected are you to that in your experience? But you bring this dynamic, connected sexual, emotional, spiritual energy to women when you physically meet them. So it's having that energy open so that you then communicate your level of connection that you get from doing natural grounding and self-awakening. Specifically, it's very practical, it's very relevant, and there's many other benefits as well. But when you meet women, then this power is communicated, and the chemistry is, unless she's really closed off or has too many expectations that are kind of blinding her vision, chemistry is virtually guaranteed, because it's not a personal thing. When you're connected to the non-physical conscious energy of sex, and on all levels, spiritually, emotionally, when you're connected to that, and you bring that in your aura, and you communicate, even in a Zen state, without having to do natural grounding beforehand, it's like you are connected to all mankind, all womankind, and you transfer that energy, it channels into the woman in front of you. That's how to have chemistry. You cannot solve this on a logical level. You cannot deal with this on a logical level. And fortunately, we can practically work on this instead of just referencing, oh, there's chemistry. This is actually how to have it, and how to have infinite connection with women. If you just see me around women, whether I'm dating them, whether it's at a house party or not, you're going to see connection. It is what it is, and women know. And I'm open with that connection around women. I just, even in a Zen state, there's all this dynamic energy and power that can awaken them. So when you realize that most of the social power that women are leveraging is sexploitation, glamour, the medium of social distribution, YouTube, TV, advertising, magazines, photography, internet, that's a social energy. It's a medium. It's non-physical energy that's being communicated. So sexual energy can be communicated in that social sense. If that energy is disconnected from a woman's true sexuality, then you can have a lot of power of being stuck in that experience for decades. What I'm talking about evolves you beyond that, and rapidly, when nothing else could work.